from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. This past week, U.S. Army Corporal Thomas Sotelo Jr. was buried in Houston, Texas. Sotelo died on June 27th in an attack on Baghdad. Five others in his convoy were wounded. From Houston, Capella Tucker of member station KUHF attended the funeral and filed this report.
Army Corporal Thomas Sotelo Jr.'s favorite music filled an auditorium at Reagan High School, where about 50 friends and family gathered to say goodbye. His grandparents rode 24 hours on a bus from Mexico to attend the services. 20-year-old Sotelo died last week in Baghdad when a rocket-propelled grenade struck his Humvee while on patrol. Four other soldiers and a civilian Iraqi interpreter were injured in the attack. Sotelo got his start at Houston's Reagan High School, where he was part of the junior ROTC. Command Sergeant Major Carl Krieger was one of Sotelo's instructors.
Thomas was a fun-loving guy on one hand, but a very private person on the other hand, so he's kind of a quiet kid. Outstanding leader, much discipline, instilled that discipline in his fellow cadets. And also, when he joined the military, Adams came as a surprise to us.
Corporal Sotelo was killed a day shy of his third-year anniversary with the Army. He was assigned to the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment. Sergeant Krieger says Sotelo never talked about joining the military. He says Sotelo led by example.
He was the type of student and a cadet that did what he was told, when he was told, and when it was his job to lead a group of students to accomplish a mission, he accomplished that mission no matter how difficult.
According to those who knew him, Corporal Sotelo would always have a joke ready to lighten the mood, whether he was hanging with friends in Houston or on patrol in Iraq. Friends say Sotelo enjoyed dancing and parties, where sometimes he would show off his Army skills by climbing ropes and other physical hurdles. Sergeant Major Stan Coquino remembers Sotelo's less serious side.
As a disciplinarian for the drill sequences that they have out on the drill field, would always get after Thomas because I would tell him that he needed to be a little more strict and more of a disciplinarian rather than singing cadence. He would love to sing cadence all the time.
One of Sotelo's good friends, Jose Padilla, went through junior ROTC with Sotelo. He says Sotelo was an excellent artist and his favorite show was The Simpsons. Padilla gave him some Rambo movies before leaving for Iraq. Padilla says during more serious moments, Sotelo talked about and understood the risk he was facing.
I just want everybody to let him rest in peace. That's what he would want. He talked about his death. He wanted to, if he was going to die, he wanted to die in battle.
Claudia Padilla says Sotelo was like a brother to her. She has many memories of Sotelo being a spontaneous person with a quick wit.
He left us for a good cause, and, you know, he's always going to be in everybody's heart. And then mine's too, and he's just a big hero for everybody and for me.
Sotelo left for Iraq 2 months ago and spoke with his family just the week before his death. At the memorial service, the Sotelo family did not speak to the press, but earlier, Sotelo's father, an auto mechanic, was critical of the Iraqis, saying they are heartless for killing his son. At the funeral, Sotelo's family was presented with the Bronze Star and Purple Heart to honor their son. Army Corporal Thomas Sotelo Jr. was buried at Houston National Cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Capella Tucker in Houston.